Well, the Aces are getting out of the scandal they've been thrown into when Betty Lamar, the movie actress, came storming over and shot Arthur Loren. Neil Williams, Marge's boyfriend, who works on the newspaper, has a plan to make the shooting look accidental. And when we last left the Aces, the plan was being put into operation. Our scene now is later the same evening at the bungalow, where we find Jane, Marge, and Mr. Ace poring over the evening paper. Listen.
And the shooting was entirely accidental, according to the principals, as well as the witnesses at whose home the famous movie couple was spending a quiet evening.
Quiet evening.
Well, that's what it says here. Neil certainly put it on big, didn't he? Get a load of these pictures here. The great Lorenz and his adorable wife in an embrace, which shows they are on the most amicable of terms.
Oh, let me see that.
Yeah, let me see that picture.
There it is.
Yeah, it's good of them. Why couldn't they take a good picture of me? I always have the worst luck when it comes
to... All right,
pictures.
Now, Jane, we're not going to complain about that. We're lucky we got it. We got this thing squashed when we did.
Oh, look here. A Hollywood movie couple, California bound.
Where?
Right here. Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Lorenz. She's Betty Lamar to the countless thousands of her movie fans. We'll make the journey back to Hollywood together, according to plans devised for the famous director late this afternoon. Mr. Lorenz, who was only slightly wounded in the accidental shooting, was discharged from the Mayflower Hospital late today. He did not say when they would go back, but it was understood that he and Miss Lamar will soon be back in the celluloid city.
Where are they going?
Back to Hollywood. Does it say when, Marge?
Well, it says it was understood they'd go back soon.
Well, I guess they'd be glad to get back and try to straighten out this mess they got themselves into. I understand they don't like their movie celebrities to be in any scandal out there.
Well, Neil certainly took care of that, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Why didn't he have a picture of me? I could have given him one
That'll
of those
That'll be enough of that, Jane. We've had enough publicity around here.
I should say we have. It's too rich for me. I can't take it.
Well, Marge, you're going to have to admit that Neil did you a very good turn by covering this up for you the way he did.
I'll go, dear. Maybe it's Neil now.
I hope so. I'd like to find out when they're leaving. I'll breathe much more easily when we get rid of them for good.
That detective this afternoon had me worried for a while.
Well, Jane had him so confused, he was tickled to death to call it an accident and let it go at that.
It is Neil.
Hello, Jane. The folks home?
Yes, we're all here. We were just reading about...
I want to talk to him.
What's up? What's the trouble, Neil?
Trouble? No trouble. Things are working out just as the doctor ordered them.
Hello, Marge.
Good evening. We were just reading your big scoop in tonight's paper.
Pretty good, isn't it? Certainly makes the news look sick. How did it work with your managing editor?
Well, I'm not fired, if that's what you mean. I expected to be after the scoop the news got on me.
But everything's all right now.
Perfect.
Why didn't you use a picture of me?
Well, Jane, will you please?
I could have given you a picture I took last year that makes me look keen.
Jane doesn't feel she's been done right by it, all these newspaper stories.
I always have the worst luck when it comes
all
to
All right now, Jane. I haven't got time for that now. Listen, folks. Here's what I came over about. I've just been next door.
Next door?
Yeah, they're home. They're packing up, going back to Hollywood.
Tonight?
Tonight.
But the paper said...
They didn't want to have the exact time mentioned in the paper. They didn't want a crowd down at the train. So here's what they're going to do. They're going by car to Olinsville.
Well, that's 30 miles down.
Oh, and take the train there?
Right. I had to put up a big fight for that. I won't rest easy until they're out of town and on their way. I had to sell them a bill of goods on getting out of town without any publicity. They couldn't see that. They wanted to wave at their fans from the train and all that baloney.
That was her idea, I'll bet.
You said it. I don't think there's a good wave left in Lorenz tonight. His arm's in a sling, and he looks kind of weak from all this excitement.
Oh, but he'll be all right.
Oh, sure. All he needs is a few weeks' rest out in the sunshine back there. Now, what I came over about was two things. First, Lorenz wants to say goodbye.
Goodbye? Where's he going?
Where's he going?
Oh, Jack.
Didn't you just hear him say they're leaving for the West Coast tonight?
Tonight?
Yes, tonight. Now, look, Ace, I'm going to bring them over... Both Lorenz and the lovely Betty. Do you mind?
Mine? Oh, we'll be glad to say goodbye to them.
I thought you would be. Now, I'll bring them over in just a few minutes. Now, the other thing. I wonder if you'd speak up and say that we can use your car.
What? You mean you want me to drive them all the way over
no,
to...
No, I'll drive them. I just want to make sure they get on that train. I'm going to steer the conversation around to their hiring a taxi to take them to Olinsville, and that's your cue to say I can drive them over in your car. How about it?
Oh, sure.
Because if we let them drive off in a cab, you never can tell. They might get into another one of those little family squabbles, and darling Betty might decide to drop Lorenz by the wayside or something. Oh. I can't afford to have my story in the paper tonight made a fool of.
We understand, Neil. I think it's a very good suggestion, driving him over in Ace's car.
Sure, that's all right.
Will you come with me, Marge?
Well, of course, if you want me to.
You know I want you to.
Okay, I'm with you.
Good. I'll go over and bring them back with me. They were just about ready to leave.
You should see the great Lorenz perched on a suitcase waving instructions with a cane at the glamorous Miss Lamar. I'll be right back, folks.
Well, he's certainly happy about the way things turned out, isn't he?
Well, you can't blame him. It looked like he was going to be out of a job.
Oh, it's not only about the job he's so happy about. It's about Marge.
Oh, the romantic Mrs. Hayes is in again.
Well, he is. I can see the handwriting on his face. He looks so happy. He's like a different person from last week when you were going out to dinner with Mr.
Jane,
Lorenz.
We're not supposed to mention that.
Oh, just the three of us can. He certainly is a different person these days, especially just now.
Yes, he is quite jubilant, isn't he?
Sure he is. Honestly, Marge, I don't know what you're waiting for.
Oh, Jane, are you going to start that all over again?
Oh, all right, don't get mad now. I'm only trying
You're only trying to complicate my life.
No, I'm talking about Neil. Who said anything
Jane,
about...
Jane, I don't think you'd better talk about that.
Why not? He's such a nice
I
boy.
I know, but Marge doesn't like it. She told us once before.
Well, if a person's best friend can't tell or a thing like this.
Oh, I know you mean well, Jane, but playing Cupid is not your line. Why don't you just let matters stay as they are?
Well, if you'll only answer one question.
I won't answer it.
See, she won't answer it.
What's the question?
I won't answer it, I told you.
See, she won't answer it.
I heard her. Ask me the question. I'll answer it.
You? I couldn't ask you this question.
Oh, go ahead. Ask me.
But, dear, you couldn't answer
it. I just want to hear the question. Go ahead, will you?
Well, all right, but...
What is it?
Why don't you marry Neil?
Oh.
See how silly it is? If I ask you, it doesn't come out right. Now, if I ask her...
I won't answer it, Jane. Besides, I think I've already answered it a dozen times.
Well, I don't remember when you did.
Well, I do.
Now, look, Marge, do you think I like to have to go on playing Cupid? No, if I had my way...
Oh, I remember now. Marge did answer that to you one night. She told you that Neil couldn't get married because his mother was alone. He has to look after her, and he can't take on the added responsibility of a wife.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, that's it. Now, if you don't mind, I'd rather not discuss...
Oh, there they are. Never mind, Jane. I'll let them in. Now, you just take it easy.
I wonder what she'll be wearing. Oh, I wish I could go with you and Neil when you drive them over there.
I don't think Neil would want that, Jane. You better let him do it his way.
Well, good evening.
Come on in, folks. Good evening, Mr.
Hello, Mr. Lorenz. Glad to see you again and up about.
Thanks.
Come in, Miss Lamar.
Well, we can only stay a moment. We came to say goodbye. We're leaving tonight for Hollywood.
Yes, Neil told us.
Hello, Mr. Lorenz.
Good evening.
Hello, Miss Lamar.
I'm afraid this is hail and farewell, Mrs. H.
Miss Lamar?
Yes, Neil told us you were leaving for the coast tonight.
Yes, we must get back to our work. After all, our public comes first. Oh, the excruciating grind of it all. The awful monotony.
Won't you sit down a minute?
Thank you. I think perhaps I would...
Arthur, you know we mustn't miss that train.
Oh, I think you can make it in plenty of time. Shall I call the cab for you now?
Cab? I thought you said you were going to drive them over to our car.
Why don't you use my car, Neil? You can drive them over in my car.
Sure, that's what we decided. Yeah.
Well, thanks. I'll be glad to.
Oh, I don't think it is necessary, really.
I'd love to, Mr. Lorenz.
Well,
besides, it's much more comfortable driving that 30 miles in Ace's car than in a cab, I can tell you that. Thanks, Ace.
Oh, that's quite all right. Here are the keys.
Well, perhaps it would be better, although for the life of me, I can't see why we have to steal away in the night like a couple.
Well, I'll bet you'll be glad to get back home, won't you, Miss Lamar?
Will I?
Well, this is goodbye, then.
Yes, it looks that way.
Seems I am always saying goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lorenz.
Mrs. Ace, goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, Mr. Ace. Oh, you will excuse my left hand.
I understand. That's quite all right. Good luck to you.
I'll back the car around and meet you out front.
Yes, dear.
Don't get the bag, too. They're on the porch, aren't they?
Well, don't leave anything now.
I won't.
Well, I'd better make sure. I don't want to have to come back to this town again looking for a bag I left here. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Lamar.
Hurry, Arthur. We mustn't miss that train.
Yes, my dear, yes. Well, Munch?
Oh, I'm going along.
Oh, really?
Yes, Neil asked me to drive in with him.
Oh, Neil, I see.
We'll say our goodbyes at the station.
Perhaps we should say them here.
Oh, but I'm going with you. You can say goodbye at the station.
That would be goodbye, but now I would like to say au revoir.
Well, I don't know when I'll ever get out your way.
You are a strange girl.
Well, we're all a little strange when you get right down to it, I guess.
Will you believe me when I say I am terribly sorry for any embarrassment I may have caused you these past few days?
Oh, I've forgotten all about it. It's turned out all right, hasn't it?
Yes, it has turned out like so many of the pictures I have directed. The happy ending, the boy and the girl, you and Neil.
Well, I'm afraid it's not as easy as all that. You see, well, Neil and I aren't fortunate enough to have the great Lorenz for a director.
Oh, now you're laughing at me.
Oh, no, I'm not really. Well, we'd better go.
Once again, my friends, goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lorenz.
Goodbye.
Neil and I'll drive back after we see the folks off.
Yes, you do that. Drop in when you bring the car back.
We will. Gone.
Well, what happened to you?
Oh, I can't help it, dear. Now, don't start laughing at me.
Well, what's the matter? You were all right a minute ago.
Oh, wasn't it beautiful the way he said that to Marge about the happy ending and everything? The boy and the girl, you and Neil, he said. It's like a movie. I always cried movies.
I understand, Jane. It was quite touching.
The happy ending, the boy and the girl, you and Neil.
Yes, I thought Marge certainly gave him a snappy answer. He thinks life turns out like movies do. Happy endings all the time. Well, she let him have it when she told him that he isn't directing this picture starring her and Neil.
Well, he may not be directing it, but I'm going to. The idea of her not marrying a nice boy like Neil.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. It's on account of his mother being alone, isn't it?
Yes, his mother's a widow, and he has to look after her. There's no directing you can do there, or anybody.
Oh, no. How would it be if I found some man for his mother to marry?
Found a man for his mother?
Well, sure, I met her. She's awfully sweet. If she got married, the happy ending. The boy and the girl, the old man and the old lady.
Isn't that awful?
See, everything comes out just like Mr. Moran said it would.
Yes, Jane's got something there. We'll learn more about her plans for Neil's mother and for Marge and Neil when next we meet the Easy Aces.